اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرج.
Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all, and also our brothers from Sevier International School. Welcome Fawad Haider and Salamun Alaikum.
Salam, thank you, sir.
Are you
How
good?
Are you?
Alhamdulillah, yes. Thank you so much. And Brother Ali Nasser?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Great, that's great. So, brothers and sisters, thank you so much once again for joining us. Inshallah, today we will be working on Ayah 110 of Surah Al-Baqarah. We will have a short explanation and then the main subject, which is working on Tajweed rules, inshallah. So, Ali Nasser, Fawad Haider, are you ready, inshallah, to start the class?
Yes.
Okay.
So, we'll start the class by listening to the recitation of this ayah. Alhamdulillah, that was nice recitation. Now I really ask our friends, brothers and sisters listening to us right now, please get your Quran, make sure you have your Quran with you, and turn to Ayah 110 of Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah. I will be reciting, inshallah, Ali Nasir and Fawad Haider, and brothers and sisters who are listening to us, inshallah, make sure you listen and practice. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة.
وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ
وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِندَ اللَّهِ
وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِندَ اللَّهِ
إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ
إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ
أحسنت. Thank you so much, Fawad and Ali Nasir. Allah Almighty, again, in this ayah, like in some of the previous sessions as well, we had an ayah talking about the maintaining of prayers and also paying zakat, right? Allah Almighty says to the Muslims, okay, commands actually to the Muslims that aqimu salat, okay, maintain the prayers. It doesn't mean that you have to do the prayers once. Like a lot of people say, okay, that, oh, I've done the prayer. Allah Almighty says, do the prayer, so I've done it. It's enough. Yeah, once I've done it. So I don't need to do it every single day. But Allah Almighty says, aqimu. He doesn't say that, read the prayer. He says, maintain the prayers. All right? It means all the wajib prayers you have to do daily. Okay, Fawad?
Yes.
So, doesn't mean that today you do, tomorrow, dismissed. Done. وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ And also, give the zakat, okay? Pay the zakat. We say that prayer and zakat, they are so important things, okay? Now, one message that we can understand, actually, it's a message that Sheikh Muhsin Qaraati has written in his tafsir, okay? He says that, look, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ The remembrance of Allah Almighty, okay? And also zakat. Zakat, we pay for the needy people, right? So look, people and Allah, aqimu salat. We do the salat for Allah, we pay zakat for the people, to the people, yes?
Yes.
So it says they are together. It means that if you remember Allah Almighty, remembrance of Allah Almighty needs the remembrance of people. You have to pay attention to the people. All right? So Allah Almighty will be pleased if you remember the needy. Right? So we say that zakat is one of the most important things in Islam. That if Muslims pay zakat properly, okay, this is a religious tax, actually, okay? If they pay correctly, okay, properly, so Muslims will never face any economical problem, any economical issue. There will be no needy person in the society, okay? So, inshallah, we hope that all Muslims pay attention to this. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّن خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ And whatever you send, okay, whatever... good you send ahead for your souls, okay, for yourselves, okay? For in the Day of Judgment. تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ You shall find it with Allah Almighty. You'll see it. We said, يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ The Day of Judgment is the day that you will see in every single good thing, every single bad thing. So Allah Almighty again says in this ayah, that if you do any single thing, min khayrin means any good thing, a very simple thing that you never think it's going to be rewarded, Allah Almighty will not forget it. He will reward you for that. All right? تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ Allah Almighty is the all-seeing, okay? And He sees what you do. That was messages in this ayah. We really hope you go to and refer to the Tafasir book because the messages, the things, and explanations are a lot, okay? And for more, please refer to the interpretations and Tafasir books. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. So, let's go for the tajweed rules in this ayah. Actually, there are many, and they are so good ones, okay, that inshallah we'll practice. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ Let me read once. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّن خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ I just memorized the ayah. Did you memorize the ayah? No? I memorized it right now. So, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ أَقِيمُ We have a vowel. Actually, two vowel sounds here we have. Can you say the first one, Ali Nasir? The long vowel sounds. أَقِي Right? قِيمُ أَقِيمُ Not أَقِيمُ
It's right? lean.
Yeah, mat. No. It's wa mat. Ya mat. Sorry.
Ya mat.
Yeah. Long vowel sound.
Yes.
This is e. E. Aqi mu. This is long vowel u sound. Wa mat. Ya mat. Wa mat. But here we have one rule. Look at the next word. Aqimus salat. Salat. Does it start with hamzatul wasl or no?
Yeah.
It starts with a Hamzatul Wasl.
Yes.
So what was the rule of a long vowel plus Hamzatul Wasl?
We will, if the Hamzatul Wasl come middle,
mm-hmm.
in the middle we'll skip the mad, this
Hamzatul
Wasl. As well as the short vowel, it changes to short vowel.
The long vowel will be changed to short vowel. That was something that Fawad wanted to say as well. It means you have learned, both of you. Great. So Fawad, what are you going to say the same?
No more detailed one.
Ah, okay. Say, tell us more detailed one.
When you want to do idgham with a long vowel to something that has tashdeed, you can't do that like waqimu sala. It's wrong. So you skip the hamzatul wasl and you connect it to this.
And also there is a waw mad. Mu waqimu.
So you skip it. And also the hamzatul wasl. Yeah.
That was a detailed one. Very detailed one. It was just the same as Ali Nasir said. So, but this is not the rule, okay? I mean, this is not the the main rule. It's not a principle in Tajweed. But because look, we have in waladdallin, we have there. Look, we have mad, but we have tashdeed also. But you apply the mad as well, the tashdeed as well. So this is not a rule, okay? The rule is that if you have a waw mad, ya mad, alif mad, so plus hamzatul wasl, because you skip hamzatul wasl, and you need to directly join the words together, so waw mad will be changed to a short umad. Wa aqimu. Mu, no. Wa aqimu salata. Not aqimu salata. No. Salat, if you take a look on the top of waw, Fawad, there is a baby alif, a dagger alif. So it says that this is not a waw, okay? You don't say waqimu salawata. If you salawat is the plural form of salat. So it's not that one, okay? No, it's not called alif maqsura, it's dagger alif. We have three types of alif. We have the alif itself. We have dagger alif, that baby alif that comes on the top of a lot of letters. It comes on the top of waw, it comes on the top of noon, it comes on the top of any. So it's alif, okay? And we have alif maqsura. Alif maqsura is that ya on the top of ya, that dagger alif. If that ya and dagger alif are together, that's called alif maqsura. All these three alif are pronounced as a sound, right?
Yeah.
So long vowels. Now, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Again, آتُوا.
Changes to
آتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. آتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Again, there, okay? Understood?
Yep.
So look, in some other words that we don't have tashdeed. I mean that lam al-ta'rif is with moon letter. Again, we skip that waw, okay? But here we have like saad and za, both are sun letters, so they have tashdeed. I proved, okay, that there is one more reason for what you said is wrong. It was not wrong. Actually, it was kind of with a little mistake. Yeah, wala dhalin here. It has another rule as well, okay? Because mad is wajib there. No, you cannot say wala dhalin. That's wrong. Because six counts, the mad goes for six counts. Wala dhalin, right? So. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. Very easy. Nun sakin plus fa. It's ikhfa. And yeah. مِن خَيْرٍ. أَنفُسِكُمْ idgham. Make sure. مِن خَيْرٍ. مِن. Nun sakin plus kha. Idhar. مِن خَيْرٍ. Just go. خَيْرٍ. تَنْوِين plus ta. Ikhfa. And تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Nun sakin plus dal. Ikhfa. إِنَّ اللَّهَ. Allah, the word Allah, the long, will be pronounced heavily. بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. That's all. So, important rules we mentioned. Inshallah, we want you to practice and work on with the next rules that you might see, okay, here in this ayah. Thank you so much. And also for the explanation, once more, I'm telling you that refer to the Tafasir book. Okay, Ali Nasir and Fawad Haider, because we have lack of time, so we cannot explain every single point. So, thank you so much. Allah Almighty bless you, inshallah. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevilla International Schools. We'll be here with you in the coming sessions, inshallah. Stay with us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi tahireen.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وجل فجر.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان